Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, I'm Scott Bertram in for Steve Gruber on The Steve Gruber Show on this Wednesday, June 26th. Here are three big things you need to know. Number three, I know that you think House members in Washington deserve a raise for all the hard work that they do. Well, you're going to be disappointed because a bill that includes a raise will not be considered at this time, so says Steny Hoyer. Number two, San Francisco has become the first city to ban e-cigarettes. Talk with Julie Gundlach about that in a bit, but hey, one thing's for sure. Philip Morris and other cigarette makers say, thank you. And number one, there is a Democratic debate tonight in Florida. 10 candidates on the stage. We'll preview and then review tomorrow morning here on The Steve Gruber Show. Thanks for joining us. Hour number two of The Steve Gruber Show. Joined by Julie Gundlach in a bit from the Independent Women's Forum and Larry Alex Taunton as well, just after the bottom of the hour. We've got a whole lot to discuss, including, yes, this preview of the Democratic debate. Get to that in just one moment. Again, I'm here on the campus of Hillsdale College, where I am the general manager for the student radio station here, and teach in the journalism department here on Hillsdale's campus. You want to find out more? Hillsdale.edu, Hillsdale.edu. And I usually say, at least once per show, of course, what I host, you know, not as a representative of the school, but just, it's just me. You just get me. But for identification purposes, you know who I am. The first Democratic debate is happening tonight. Will you stay up and watch? 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Of course, the candidates have been split into, not the candidates themselves, of course, but the groups of candidates have been split into two nights. One tonight, one tomorrow. 9 to 11 p.m. Can we even think back far enough to remember the first Republican debates of the 2016 cycle with the 18 candidates on stage, the JV group and the varsity group, as they were called, because you had the top, poll getters, top supporter, I'm sorry. You had the candidates who got the most support in recent polls in one group, and then the also-rans in the other group. And I can't remember which one was first. I can't. I remember listening to them on the radio. Radio station I was working at the time aired them and watching. But for the life of me, I don't know which one was first. I think Lindsey Graham was in the second group. I don't know. But tonight, 20 Democrats. Or tonight, 10. Tomorrow, 10 more. And these are not grouped by support. They were kind of a random draw, allegedly. Although it certainly appears one night has the top candidates and the other night has the other candidates, except Elizabeth Warren is in the group with the perhaps also-ran candidate. She will not share the stage with Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Some people say, hey, that's an advantage. She gets the spotlight to herself, right? She gets the spotlight to herself with a bunch of not so hot candidates. The other side says, well, I'm not sure that's a great idea. More people will watch the debate with the bigger candidates, and is she lessened by not being on stage with Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders? Well, we'll see. The first debate, Miami, Florida. 29 electoral votes at stake in 2020 in Florida, of course. Generally a purple state, toss-up state, although it's been, you know, trending a little more Republican in recent years. Debate tonight, NBC, MSNBC, and if you wish, Telemundo. The debate moderators tonight: Savannah Guthrie, Lester Holt, Chuck Todd, Rachel Maddow, and Jose Diaz Balart of Telemundo. Don't know the questions as of yet, unless you happen to know Donna Brazile. Then maybe you know the questions already. Otherwise, everyone else is going to have to wait to hear the questions tonight. Now, I know there was a bit of consternation about Rachel Maddow being one of the debate moderators. I am of two minds on this. One is that if for example, Sean Hannity were named a moderator of a Republican debate, our media members would be apoplectic. They would go nuts that you would have a partisan opinion host like Sean Hannity be a debate moderator. And of course, no one has said two words about the fact, at least among the mainstream media and media critics, about the fact that Rachel Maddow is going to be moderating a Democratic debate. So I think there's a double standard. I know, very, very surprising. But, I actually think having someone like her, or, let's again, just as an example, Hannity, or Rush, although I doubt he'd do it, or Mark Levin, or, you know, take your pick, doing a Republican debate is not the worst idea in the world. These debates are meant not for the general population, but they are meant for Democrats, in this case, you know, tonight. They're meant for Democrats who are trying to decide who to support in the primary election. It's a party event. And generally, I would think, although we have very little evidence to go on about this, I would think that people who are more clued in to the hardcore party members, the activists, will actually ask better questions. Questions that party members want to know the answers to, than, say, Chuck Todd. Chuck Todd is ostensibly Lester Holt and Savannah Guthrie, neutral mainstream media sources. Now, we know that they're not, right, all. But someone who is of the base on the left, Rachel Maddow, again on the right, say Hannity, Levin, take your pick, I actually think we'll ask better questions and more on-target questions that people in the party want to hear. So I'm interested to see how it goes tonight with Rachel Maddow. But again, it's kind of a moot point, which goes back to my initial argument. If this were reversed and it were Hannity or someone else on the right, people would be so nutso that they'd be calling for him to be removed and how dare you do it. But again, I think someone who is that in line, ingrained with the base of the party, and again, these are party events. People, tonight, Democrats are trying to decide who they will vote for in a Democratic primary, that it might not end up such a bad thing. Candidates, of course, preparing. Another debate tomorrow night. Here is the lineup for tonight. You look for tonight's debate. Cory Booker, Julian Castro, Bill de Blasio, John Delaney, Tulsi Gabbard, Jay Inslee, Amy Klobuchar, Beto O'Rourke, Tim Ryan, and Elizabeth Warren. So everybody else I didn't mention, including Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, Kamala Harris, and Bernie Sanders, they are all in the Thursday night debate. So tonight is kind of the undercard, although Elizabeth Ryan is there. How many people will be tuned in? Well, you and me. The Republican debates garnered 24 million viewers, the first one last time. The Democratic primary last cycle, 15 million. So, on TV at least, between 15 and 25, you'd think, with more people tuning in on the radio, more people tuning in perhaps online, and tons of people monitoring via Twitter as well. We'll have some audio and reaction, of course, tomorrow morning, but the first Democratic debate takes place tonight down in Florida. Talk with Julie Gundlach next. I'm Scott Bertram in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Who says you can't build a healthy economy while protecting the environment? At DTE Energy, we're already doing it. DTE is on track to reduce carbon emissions by more than 80%, generating power from cleaner natural gas, solar, and wind, and creating thousands of Michigan jobs, all while keeping energy affordable and reliable. You see, we can have both a healthy environment and a healthy economy. DTE Energy. Find out more at journeytoeighty.com. For all the dinners cooked,
something smells good.
For all the clothes dried, for all the hot showers, there's safe, reliable natural gas from DTE. We keep gas safe by constantly inspecting, upgrading, and monitoring our lines 24/7, 365. So you can just enjoy all those dips in the hot tub.
Now this is the life.
Find out more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a
soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
E, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing.
I can't. It's too heavy.
Oh, my God.
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us, we're over here!
Justin! OMG! I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.